Leonard, how did 2017 season feel differently to you than 2016?
We don't really like to talk about the past seasons and stuff like that, but, you know, there's definitely a difference. We're just way more united. We win together, we lose together. When you have 53 guys all on the same page and all playing for each other, you know, that's what makes a great team.
You're a prominent leader in that locker room. When you heard that the Jets had extended the contracts to Todd Bowles and Mike Maccagnan, you are his first draft pick.
Yeah.
If you look back, he's entering his fourth offseason.
Exactly.
But back in 2015, you go number six overall.
Yeah, and we have the number six pick again.
Right? Yeah, that's right.
And we got Jamal's six pick.
So yeah.
That's our lucky number. I'm so glad that Coach Bowles and Maccagnan was able to stay because I know what he expects from me. I know where this team is going. He knows what pieces we need and what pieces we don't need. We're building, and I definitely see that we're on the right path and we're working towards something. I think everybody on the team believes in Coach Bowles. I vouch for him always. I love playing for Coach Bowles.
I look at you and say, okay, you got that piece along the defensive line. Then you look at Darren Lee, who was a first-round pick in 2016, number 20 overall. He took some steps forward this year. And then finally, those young safeties, they didn't play like young safeties this year, Jamal Adams and Marcus May. So
yeah.
Those are the three layers of the defense that you need to have. You need to have pieces. Do you see that foundation?
Exactly. I mean, that's what I've been saying about the process. You know, they've been building something. Darren has come a long way. He's stepped up a lot, especially his leadership role. He's been a lot more vocal. Adams is a natural leader. Just from his energy, the way he carries himself, you can't teach that. You know, you just have to have it. And May is just a ball player. He's a leader by example. I'm excited to play with these guys for years to come.
Todd said no more excuses heading into the 2018 season. No more would've, could've, should've.
Yeah.
No more we were close, but we didn't get it done in the fourth quarter. Is that a great message for you guys to have as you enter this offseason?
He couldn't have said it better. That's the best message we could have heard, you know, heading out right now. And something that he also said is that this isn't the start of an offseason, this is the start of next season. Don't take so much time off this offseason. Really focus on yourself, really focus on next year, focus on your team.
How do you think you played in year three? Because you got double teamed a lot, you got triple teamed a bunch. You were still stout against the run. And while the sack numbers weren't incredibly high, you were getting in the offensive backfield.
The best thing for me is that, you know, my team recognizes it and my coaches recognize it. You know, even in my exit meetings, the coach said, just keep getting after the quarterback like you have been. Your quarterback hits are up. And he said, those sacks are going to fall in place. And he said, sometimes you just have to work 3 years like this. But like Coach Bo says, we don't like to make excuses. So,
can you believe it's going to be year four for you?
I feel like I just got here. It flies by, man. And, you know, we really have to take advantage of every opportunity and just keep it rolling. We need to believe that we're a good team, which we are. I think this has been a solid foundation this year, and next year should be a lot better.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.